If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Hello.
You know, some people do 20 years ago, 30, even 40. First time I've ever seen a guy do 100 years ago on this date. But that's my man, old school Andy. This is the 100th anniversary of the Black Sox scandal.
Well, you know, it's the 1919 Black Sox, or the White Sox, who lost the World Series to the Cincinnati Reds. 5-3, by the way.
Okay.
Those days.
Hold on. Whoa. They were the White Sox, but they called them the Black Sox because of the scandal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. See? Am I getting heavy on your knee right now, Uncle Andy? I should know this. I really should know this.
Yeah, God forbid you should ever sit on my knee as I get older. So 1919, they lost the World Series, and word began to spread during the 1920 season that they had taken bribes to throw the World Series. And a trial was actually held in 1921, in which the players were acquitted. They were not found guilty of accepting bribes, but the commissioner of baseball then, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, had enough evidence for his purposes, and he said, I don't care, I'm banning them for life anyway. And it was on this day in 1921 that he banned them for life.
Wow. So there was a criminal trial? Because it was against the law to throw games, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. And Arnold Rothstein, one of ours, was behind all of this. And
one of ours. I like how you say ours, like me, Menachem Zabin, is in on this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I obviously had nothing to do with it. But, that's how it all came down. And, you know, there was things like Shoeless Joe Jackson was one of the eight who was banned, and he hit .394 during the World Series. So, yeah.
Well,
how do you look at that?
Since then, nobody has ever tried to gamble on sports from within the sport. What?
That stopped it. That's right.
You mean there's been other incidents since then?
Yeah.
I am shocked, Andy.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Apropos, given the Evander Kane story that has come out in the last 48 hours, have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
So Evander Kane, Sharks forward, star, all-star player, one of the handful of black players in the NHL. Not that that matters. Devastatingly handsome. But apparently, according to his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, estranged now, he was gambling on games in addition to leaving her pregnant and alone as he went off to go to Europe on a vacation after the season was over. She unloaded on him on social media. Kane has come out and said, hey, whoa, I haven't bet on any games. That's outrageous. But the NHL now has to look into this.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, he declared bankruptcy last year, and among his debts were $1.5 million in gambling debts. He also, in 2018 or 19, signed like a $49 million contract. So, you know, for somebody who was rolling in that kind of cash, he went broke awful quickly and ran up $1.5 million in gambling debts. That doesn't mean he's necessarily guilty here.
Sure.
But there does seem to be probable cause, doesn't there?
It does. And it just shows you that no matter how much money is now available in sports, guys get in trouble. Guys get in deep. And so the possibility of and the temptation to gamble is always going to be there, or better yet, to tip off gamblers. That's what they really want to know, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in this case, one thing we always said about professional athletes is, oh, it's not like the college guys.
Yeah, because they make too much money.
Yeah. But
what if all the money's gone? What if they spent all the money that they just made all the money?
and if you put yourself in a deep hole in gambling, how do you climb out of that? Yeah. You double up to make up, don't you?
Right. You can't, as Homer Simpson once said, dig up. Dig up while you're in a hole. I love this from The Office.
I declare bankruptcy!
That's not how it works, Michael. I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, so that's a fun little thing that's going on in the NHL right now. It's football season. Did you enjoy the NFL's Back Together Saturday that they offered up over the weekend?
I didn't see any of it. No, what happened?
What? Are you not paying attention? The NFL has major marketing behind this. They dubbed last Saturday Back Together Saturday.
Did everybody go over to Roger Goodell's house and have popcorn and sit with him near the Barca Lounger?
No, they did not. But this is part of the oftentimes creepy cult-like messaging that the NFL is now putting out there. Back together. We're back together. Football's back, everybody. They're practicing. Let's get back together. And they had whip-arounds from all the different, training camps around the league and whatnot. And I just was like, well, they're really getting aggressive with their marketing of this. I mean, this is just the first early steps of the season.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that they've done in recent years is really court them, the younger audience. They want the kids because parents are telling their kids it's too dangerous to play football. And you want them in something that seems to be welcoming, and that does seem to have a welcome feel to it. Welcome back,
everybody. I guess so. The crowds in Richmond for the Wolfed have been strong because it's the most hope that they've had as fans in a while, right?
That and, strange thing happened with Richmond. I mean, a year or so into the deal, they knew they had been screwed by Bruce Allen, that this was
the capital city, we've been hornswoggled by that slick talker to the north. We are losing our shirts on this deal.
Right, and they wanted to get out of it, and Washington said, no, you signed the deal. And then last year was supposed to be the final year of the five-year deal, but because of the pandemic, they didn't have it, and it looked like, Richmond is
done.
Off the hook here, and they're done. And then, like in a goodwill gesture, they said, no, it's okay. We're going to come back for 4 days this year. We'll pay the freight. You don't have to pay us anything. And now there seems to be discussion among Richmond politicians. Well, maybe this is pretty good. Let's think about bringing this back. It's
funny how that is. All it takes is the hint of a winning season. The hint.
Yeah.
Because they had a losing season last year. They had a losing season. They went to the playoffs, But it was a losing season. Even more gobsmacking to me, Andy, was did you see Tanya Snyder throwing out trinkets and tchotchkes and T-shirts to the crowd and speaking to the fans? She had more FaceTime in front of live fans than Snyder has had in 20 years.
Yeah, she was Oprah Winfrey. One for you and one
Hello,
for you.
Hello, Washington football team fans. Thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. We're 90 years next year as a franchise. We would be nothing without our fans.
Maybe they should tell the drums to shut up for a second.
Okay. There's a lot in store, so please stick around. I just want to say, everybody, starting with Coach, we've got a great new fabulous coach. We're in a new era with Ron Rivera.
It's just so jarring to me, Andy. I don't know about you. And I'm not saying she did anything wrong. I thought she held her own quite nicely. But it's jarring to think the wife of the owner has more balls than the owner does. Because the real owner would be afraid to step out onto that field and talk to the fans.
But she hasn't had 20 years of Jim Zorn.
Ineptitude. I know.
Yeah.
But
she's got a more or less clean slate.
Yeah, but she slept next to it.
Okay, but does that make you guilty by association?
She slept next to the dictator's, she's the dictator's wife.
Well, wouldn't go that far. I think, I've met her a couple of times. I can't say I know her, but I've found her to be very warm and friendly.
Everyone has said that. Everyone has said the nicest things about her, which makes you stop and go, wait a minute. Why is she with him?
Well, it's
love. It's love, I know. She knows the real caring side of Dan that just wants to be great and wants this city to have a winner. But it was just weird. Exit question on this. Should Snyder himself, when he's back from this non-spension he's on, should he endeavor to do this once a year in front of fans at training camp?
Of course he should. And he's done this before. I mean, he has signed autographs. I think he has on occasion.
Oh, yeah, a quick autograph.
Yeah. I mean, he's not out there. He's not like Cal Ripken on his streak, staying for 2 hours after the game, signing autographs. I get that. But he has tried. He's just not good at this. And he's not comfortable doing it. Now, I'm not excusing it, but he is a klutz when it comes to being in a public setting like that.
Well, then maybe he should get comfortable. You know, the guy obviously sits in big, high-powered boardroom meetings with other titans of industry and NFL owners and financial institutions and whatnot. And I'm sure he gives pitches to potential suite holders and whatnot. I mean, come on, bro. Let's start adulting at some point here.
Well, yeah, and he's in his mid-50s. He's not the boy wonder owner anymore.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a boy compared to the rest of the owners. He's one of the youngest guys, right?
Youngest, but he's not. I mean, when he bought the team, he was 34 years old. My son is 30.
Yeah. All right, so how much Olympics you been watching?
Not a lot. Catch it here and there. A lot. It seems like beach volleyball's on all the time. A little gymnastics, caught a little of the basketball. But it's all on replay. It's all been played 12 hours ago.
The Simone Biles story is interesting because she's going to try one more event, the beam. Yeah. And everyone's saying like, well, she's got the twisties, and the twisties are a real thing. It's where you as a gymnast don't feel confident anymore that you can orient yourself in space, in the air, doing these complicated tricks. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Uh-huh. And then I stop and go, but when has this ever happened before where one of the top gymnasts in the world, male or female, got wiped out of a whole slew of events based on this?
Well, I think most cases, if it's happened, that they've just gone ahead and competed. And there was a story of a Russian gymnast some years ago.
Right. That's my point, is that it's what she has done is extremely rare. She has tapped out from not just one, but the whole slate of events when she was supposed to be the face of these Olympics for Team USA.
Right, and she's become a hero in the eyes of many. There's some critics, but by and large, she seems to have come out of this as someone who's okay. She finally had the guts to stand up and say, I'm not going to take this. And it's put a whole new spin on Kerry Strug. You can do it, Kerry.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And this is why I'm sympathetic to her situation. Apparently, get this. Have you heard the story about the fact that she takes Adderall?
Yeah, I have, yes.
So, and it, has this been confirmed, or is this just rumor that's swirling?
I don't know. I don't know how they check for those medications, whether that's approved by the U.S.
So the word is. The word is Simone Biles takes Adderall to control her ADHD and or anxiety, blah, blah, blah. It's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, an SRI, and I think many parents are familiar with that. Some would say that it's one of the most grossly overprescribed classes of medications we've ever had in this country, and with very devastating effects. Others would say, no, you don't understand. In today's day and age, these kids need these drugs. I'm not going to get into that, but she's been on Adderall for a long time. Apparently, Adderall is illegal in Japan. So that only in Japan did she have to go off of this. Other international, it's not banned by the IOC, oh, by the way. So this is a specific thing to Japan, and that she is not coping well with being without her, normal, you know, Adderall.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
So it does, but why hasn't she said this?
Good question.
Nobody's maybe business?
Yeah, maybe she didn't want to use that as an excuse. I don't know.
Okay. But, I mean, does she need an excuse given that there many in the media are fawning her over her courageous stance to not compete?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't get it.
I'm not crushing her, but I can't sign on with calling tapping out of events or quitting the Scarlet Q courageous. I can't get with that, Andy. I just can't.
Well, I will say this. I mean, she did something that you would think would be unthinkable, given how much time and effort she's put into what is just a few moments in time. And, you know, how many people would do that in that position? Now, there's this cynical view. Oh, she only came back for the money. She knew that, you know, one more Olympics would make her even richer than she already was, and so forth and so on. Yeah. I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
You got to compete for the right reasons. You got to compete for yourself and for the right reasons. You have to, as Robert Griffin once taught me, Andy, know your why.
Oh, and didn't he know his why, at least for 1 year.
Oh, my God. All right, so here we are. We are in full COVID-shaming mode in certain cities in the NFL, and, man, the league has got an issue on its hands. So the latest from Minnesota is interesting because Kellen Mond, the rookie they drafted to hopefully, they think, bump Kirk Cousins finally out of the way. Kirk Cousins, I played golf with Charge, our boy, last week, and I said, how's Kirk these days up there in Minnesota? Because he's on KFan. He goes, about as popular as herpes. And I go, okay, good. That's kind of how he ended down here, you know? So he's even less popular because he's, you know, very noticeably, he has declined to talk about being vaccinated. They're assuming he's not vaccinated. But when Kellen Mond tested positive and wiped out the quarterback room for 10 days, he was vaccinated, Andy.
Oh.
So what is the NFL going to do here, given the fact that they're popping guys as positive who have already been vaccinated? They want to browbeat people, and Zimmer's pissed off, and you know that Rivera's pissed off about the situation with, you know, the Wooft, and I guess Deron Payne is now sidelined along with Brandon Scherff. It's like they've got a testing problem in that the vaccinated are causing outbreaks that then wipe out other guys.
Well, the vaccinated are catching it from people probably who are not vaccinated. So there's that. There's also the part where the clauses are, if you're not vaccinated, you have to isolate for 10 days. If you have been vaccinated, you just have to produce back-to-back negative tests.
In 24 hours. Okay. Yeah. Why is it that the unvaccinated shouldn't also be able to prove back-to-back 24-hour negative tests and get back in the mix?
Because if you are unvaccinated, it seems to me that you're more likely to be a carrier if you come in contact with somebody who has it.
Yeah, but if you're negative back-to-back, you know, in 24 hours, just like the vaccinated, why is it any different?
Because I assume, and I don't know this, I'm not a doctor, but I would assume you're more susceptible to get it if you haven't been vaccinated.
Question. What about when they start pushing boosters? Are NFL players going to be obligated to take booster shots?
And
are they going to You hope so. And are they going to booster? Yeah. Are they going to booster shame those who decide? You know what? I've already had two shots. I'm out. Then what?
I just know that I felt like I was living in a world last year where once the vaccine came along a year ago, I was going to jump to get it and assume that most people would want to get it. The fact that there are so many who don't surprises me because, you know, this is how 100 years ago we wiped out the Spanish flu with a vaccine. Why wouldn't we try to vaccinate everybody now and try and get rid of this?
Well, the Spanish flu is still around, by the way. It's it's rare, but it circulates. There's strains of the flu. Like, we're never going to wipe out COVID-19. It's endemic.
I understand, but when you are vaccinated, you are less likely to die from it, too.
Sure.
So that would seem to be a motivation to get it in itself.
So do you get the flu shot every year?
I did not because I don't get the flu. But my doctor this past year, before the vaccine was out, suggested I have it because he said it would make you more resistant to COVID. So I got it for the first time back in December.
So if the government says you need boosters every spring and fall for COVID, you're on board?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Indefinitely.
Whatever. I don't want to get COVID.
Okay. Do you want to get the flu?
No, but I take a vaccine for that too. Now I do.
Okay, so you're on board now with flu shots. But for years, you were not.
Because I didn't get the flu.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. What else is on your radar screen on this Monday in the brief lull period, as Thursday is the Hall of Fame game in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool to have the NFL back. I would like to vent for a second about all these people who are so angry that the Nationals dumped all these guys.
Okay, that, go ahead.
I was actually listening to Tony Kornheiser's show after mine today, and he read an email from somebody who said he was a lifetime Washingtonian. And he said that what they did at the trade deadline felt like we had lost the team for a third time. That guy is an idiot.
Oh, my God.
No, it doesn't feel anything like losing a team. What they did was they unloaded players who weren't going to win another championship this year and put themselves in position where if things work out with all these prospects that they got, perhaps in a couple of years and keeping Juan Soto, that they can be a team that contends again. I'm okay with what they did.
Yeah, that shows a real ignorance of the fact that sports goes in seasons, right? And there's runs and there's ebbs and there's flows and your team is riding high and eventually it's got to hit the reset plunger. And they got to hit the reset plunger hard, which is what they did.
And look, we didn't have a championship for 95 years, partly because we didn't have a team for 33 years. but you look at these great baseball teams that people are in love with, like the Red Sox, who win 86 years, and the Cubs 108. What are you whining about the fact that you got one with a team that was only here for 15 years, and now you got a GM who's smart enough to realize we're at the end of the run with this. Let's reload and try and go at it again. I don't get it.
Yeah, at some point you got to be realistic and say, you know, eventually these players are going to retire or die on the vine, or you have to trade them, and you're not going to have a great. That kind of shows a spoiled mentality, right?
Yeah,
because pretty much for nine straight years, the Nats played to win. There's a large number of teams in Major League Baseball that are literally not playing to win right now, not even trying, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, this team came here in 2005. And they were surprised in that on the 4th of July, they were in first place. You know, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. But it turned out, you know, there was a lot of flukiness that went on there, and they were aging players. And then when they finished 500, they unloaded and they rebuilt and they brought in good, you know, draft picks who helped them out and got lucky with a couple guys like Soto and made a great trade for Trey Turner. That's what you do to rebuild the team. That's what it takes.
Right. Bacon may disappear from California as a new pig law has come into effect regarding imports of bacon and pig-related products. Question, Andy, could you live without bacon?
Well, as a Jewish person, I'm supposed to live without bacon.
But you break that.
But I do, yeah. And if I absolutely had to live without it, I could. But do I eat bacon? Yes, I absolutely do. Do I eat pepperoni on a pizza? Yeah, I do. So, I would prefer that we still have bacon available.
Obama's expecting 700 to attend his 60th birthday bash in his fabulous $12 million, 30-acre waterfront estate with celebrity bands. I forget which acts are supposedly going to play in this thing. If I said, Andy, I got a ticket for you to go to this thing, but you got to pay me something for it, what's your price?
Ooh.
$1,000?
Yeah, I think I'd give you $1,000.
$1,000? That's impressive. Be a hell of a bash, wouldn't it?
Be a great bash. You'd run into people who you'd never meet again in life. And
right.
You know, I think it'd be an experience of a lifetime.
MTV turned 40 over the weekend. They launched August 1st, 1981. What is the extent of your MTV experience?
It's probably the early days because the earliest I had anything close to cable TV, and it really wasn't even that. It was like a satellite dish in the parking lot of the complex I lived in Dallas. I got about four or five channels, maybe six. One of them was WGN, so I watched Harry Carey in the afternoons doing the lousy Cubs then. And I think one of the other channels was MTV. And I would watch that. But I probably stopped watching MTV 35 years ago. And I know they don't even do music videos anymore, right?
They're very expensive to produce. And I'm not sure, except for the biggest artists, if they return any money to the art. Like, it's not even worth it, per se. Like, sometimes you're like, well, we should have a video for this. It's like, why? Because it's a hit song. Well, it's already a hit song. Why do we need a video?
Yeah, no. I mean, some of the stuff that Michael Jackson did was incredible. I like watching Billy Joel do Uptown Girl about Christie Brinkley.
And,
you know, some of the other. Yeah, and it was cool. And then they had the Martha Quinn was cute. She was a VJ, as they called him in those days.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a young man, I was kind of into it.
Did you see that Israel had its second ever gold medal in the men's floor routine over the weekend?
Yeah, now I thought that was quite fitting because, you know, we're not going to win a lot of Super Bowl rings as Jews. Harris Barton with the 49ers, yes. Basketball, on occasion, there are Jewish players, but I think floor exercise is pretty good. Yeah. In fact, floor exercise is what I do after some big meals on the Jewish holidays.
Come on.
Boy, I ate too much. Let me exercise here on the floor for a second to get my second win.
Well, let me tell you what. This mensch, Artem Dolgopiat, was awesome. As I woke up from a nap Sunday to watch that competition, I was like, how do these guys do this shit? How do they not blow their knees out? I was stunned that it was only their second ever Olympic gold, which is... You know, I guess small country, obviously, it's hard to win gold, right?
Oh, sure. And how big is the men's Olympic gymnastics program in Israel when all men have to serve in the army at some point? And, you know, it's a different kind of life than we have here.
Meanwhile, do you believe in a concept such as we both get gold medals?
Yeah, I saw that. And that was really odd.
Gianmarco Tambieri of Italy and Mutaz Essa Barshim of Qatar chose to share first place in the Olympic men's high jump thanks to a quirk in the rule book. They both cleared 7 feet, 9 1/4 inches, but neither of them could make it any further than that. According to the rules, they could either settle it with a jump off or share the gold. And so they said, do you want to share the gold? And they go, sure.
Yeah, why is that a choice?
I don't know.
If any event is tied, you have a tiebreaker. I mean, you can argue whether or not penalty kicks is a fair way to decide a soccer game, but that's the way it's done. And one of the most famous soccer games was decided on penalty kicks. Brandi Chastain took off her shirt,
right,
and it launched a whole rise in women's soccer.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't believe in the sharing. I totally dig the respect between competitors, and they were super happy, and they're hugging each other, and it was kind of a kumbaya moment, and all right, but it felt a little bit too much Oprah-ish to me, like, and you get a car, and you get a car.
Yeah, it's a participation trophy. I mean, to some degree.
Yeah, I hate ties. I really do. Like when the President's Cup ended in a tie in South Africa because Tiger Woods didn't want to come back on a Monday to finish it. They had run out of light because he was going to propose to his then girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, Ellen Nordegren. I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. I got 20 hours of recorded golf on my DVR because I'm into this shit as a nerd, and guess what, you're gonna call it a tie? Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't like them either.
All right, how about this, our new fastest man in the world, Italy's quote, Lamont Marcel Jacobs, born in Texas.
Yeah, well, that's happened both ways, you know. We take them in here too, so
Do you think the Olympic representation of your country should be stricter, as in it's literally where you were born? Sorry, not sorry.
Well, I mean, haven't we won Olympic gold medals in other sports with people from other countries?
I think we have.
So I can't put up a fuss about that. And, you know, look, what's the Statue of Liberty all about, right? We're a country that embraces that. So, I know. If you're going to import, you got to be able to export.
If we're going to import, we got to export, right.
Yeah.
Did you see the buzz about the engineered baseballs they're using in the Olympics? They're a better baseball that doesn't need any preparation to them.
Oh, they come out of the box without the Mississippi mud on them?
Oh, yeah, exactly. In fact, Joe Ryan, pitcher for USA, says it's the best ball he has ever laid his fingers on. It is.
Okay.
It's got grip. It is consistent. And he's like, we should be using this here in the States. I agree.
Well,
I've felt forever like, look at the way Rawlings makes baseballs. All right. It's still an organic process. They got to wind the core with, you know, string and make sure it's a certain tightness, and they use a certain length of yarn in there, and then they got to put rawhide on it, and they've got to stitch it up. And sometimes the stitches are higher than others. There's got to be a way. Oh, and then they rub it with mud to get it ready to go. Why not just make a synthetic coating that is not true cow, but feels like cow and has a consistent grip?
Well, and they used to call it the old horse hide. I guess it's now cow hide.
Was it really ever horse hide?
I don't know, but that's what they said. Boy, he hit the horse hide a mile, didn't he? You know? So Yeah, I mean, as technology advances, we should be able to take advantage of it. First, for example, I didn't know this. Did you, you know what the pole vault, what they're vaulting now in to win?
No. Medals?
It's over 20 feet. And when there was a there, he was on the cover of Wheaties box. Beeman, I was his last name. I forget what his first name was.
Bob Beeman.
No, Bob, it might have been Bob Beeman. But Bob Beeman was the long jumper. But it was anyway. He was the first to jump 15 feet. Well, that's before they made fiberglass poles. And I guess they've made the technology so good now that they're jumping 20 feet, which is just, you know. So
it's bonkers. If they, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they still have height or pole vaulting in high school?
I don't know. I know they have it in college, but I would assume they do, but I don't know.
Okay. And then one more from the Olympic front. I saw Super 70 Sports put out a graphic, a TV graphic that said, "Let's win the games again." The official cigarette of the 1984 Olympics. It's marathon cigarettes.
Yeah, I did see that too. And cigarette advertising was banned on television in 1971. So
interesting.
For the 84 Olympics, I guess it was still in magazines.
It looks like a TV ad, but maybe it was from a magazine. I have no idea.
It must have been. Yeah, because that was something that was done during the Nixon administration that they did ban cigarette advertising. Because, you know, when I was growing up, the Marlboro Man was a big deal.
Do you think with all the stuff we've now legalized, gambling, marijuana in many states, vaping and whatnot, should we just lift the ban on cigarette ads on TV again? Would it really matter at this point?
When you make it as they did for years, make you seem tough and attractive, and they would always have like those Winston commercials where the guy would be smoking cigarettes with an attractive girl and everything. As long as you make it attractive to young people, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, very good then. We'll keep them off television.
Yeah.
Andy, as always, a great run. We appreciate your time. And any more vacation before we get into the grind of football in late August?
Yes, I am taking next week off. So
where are you going? I want to be
I'm going to see my friends in Vermont, which I always do every year. Yeah, a little R&R, so I'll do that. And if you need me, I'm available by telephone.
Okay, very good. Enjoy your week in Vermont, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Andy.
All right, Zabe. Take care.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.